With this look at Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The strain of bird flu, or HPAI, that has killed millions of wild birds in recent years has now been found in at least 26 dairy herds in 8 U.S. states, including Kansas. In an interview with KFEQ, Missouri Director of Agriculture Chris Chen says that while other states are now implementing measures to restrict imports of dairy cattle into their states, Missouri has had them in place for a long time.
Well, the Missouri Department of Agriculture always has required a permit for dairy cows to enter our state. That was something that was done way before I became Director of Agriculture. So I guess you could say we were a little bit ahead of the game. We also require a certificate of veterinary inspection within 30 days or less prior to the entry of that animal and a negative tuberculosis test. So we feel like we have protocols in place to protect our Missouri dairy herd.
Chen says that there is no room for misinformation in regards to the safety of our food supply.
None of the animals infected with avian influenza ever enter the food chain, whether it be on the poultry side or on the dairy side. I think it's very important for people to understand that our cows fully recover if they contract the flu. This is an influenza A virus. It's only impacting older cows from what we can tell. But if a cow is sick, their milk never enters the food chain. But as a secondary precaution, we have pasteurization, and that process ensures that our food is safe, especially in our dairy products.
Chen adds this is one issue facing our state's producers, but the producers always get the job done.
I think the main message is our farming community does a great job of ensuring food safety. Every protocol that they have in place on their farm is about protecting their animals and protecting our food supply.
That's the director for the Missouri Department of Agriculture, Chris Chen. Retail food price inflation varied by locality in 2023, that according to the USDA's Economic Research Service. New data shows food at home or grocery prices rose the fastest last year in Houston, Texas by 7.8%, followed by Boston, Massachusetts at 7%. In contrast, food at home prices declined by 1.3% in the year 2023 in Anchorage, Alaska, and rose by the lowest amount, 1.7%, in Honolulu, Hawaii. Across the United States, food at home prices increased by 5% on average. Differences in retail overhead expenses, such as labor and rent, can explain some of the variation among cities because retailers often pass local cost increases onto the consumers in the form of higher prices. Furthermore, differences in consumer purchasing patterns for specific foods may help explain variations in inflation rates among cities. Products that consumers purchase vary regionally, and each metro area's inflation rate is calculated based on a representative set of foods unique to that area. The national average gas price increased again last week, climbing 3.1 cents from a week ago to $3.60 per gallon. The national average is up 14.2 cents from a month ago and 5.5 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. The national average diesel price fell by 1.2 cents last week and is $4.01 per gallon nationwide. That's 16 cents lower than 1 year ago. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan cautions with Iran's attack on Israel over the weekend, the stakes couldn't have been higher for a major potential impact on oil and gasoline prices. If Israel responds with further attacks, the move could push oil prices even higher. However, motorists can expect other factors to influence what they're paying at the pump, such as the switch to summer gasoline. The switch could result in prices in the mid-Atlantic and northeastern U.S. to increase as much as 20 to 50 cents per gallon for gas. The Fertilizer Institute on Monday released new data highlighting industry improvement in sustainability performance of workforce safety, energy, and the environment, as well as fertilizer use and industry innovation. TFI has collected data since 2013 on metrics that provide insight into the industry's sustainability efforts. The data announced Monday was gathered in 2023 and reflects industry operations in the year of 2022. Participating members reported a total of 25 zero-discharge facilities at which all wastewater is recycled. Farmers in the U.S. have a nitrogen use efficiency of 70%, which is much higher than the world average of just 55%. The 2023 4R advocates had an average of 100% nitrogen use efficiency. TFI President and CEO Corey Rosenbusch says that each step of the supply chain is focused on doing more with fewer resources while limiting impacts on communities and the environment. The data includes metrics on segments of the fertilizer industry, including fertilizer use on farms, worker safety, energy and environment, as well as industry innovation. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.